This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Sometimes this world can be extremely overwhelming. And I get a sense right now that we are kind of on a hinge point where we are right on the brink of way too much going on in the world at the same time. I want to unpack and explain some of the big stories. Obviously, it's almost election day here in the United States. Early voting is happening all over the country. They just had elections in Brazil. Lula won that race, which was a big deal. But there's a lot going on. Twitter was just purchased by Elon Musk. Kanye West continues to, I was going to say lose his mind, but I don't want to be insensitive. Somewhere in the ballpark of losing his mind. But there's just so much hate, so much violence, so much loss. And I just want to encourage you, we are going to push through. You don't have to take all of it in at the same time. Let me give you some coping skills, some things that I do to help me get through hard times. This is Sean King, and you're listening to
The Breakdown. The Breakdown. The Breakdown.
Here on The Breakdown, what I prefer to do on every episode is tell you one story, tell you about one thing going on in the world, and give you my honest perspective about that one thing. But today, as I prepare for the episode, I really struggled, not because I don't have one thing, but because I have like 29 things to say. Because there's so much going on. Nothing is simple. Nothing is easy. Everything is difficult right now. And there's so much hanging in the balance. Just to be clear, among the most major news stories we have right now, Twitter, which is one of the biggest social media companies in the world, in the history of the world, was just bought by one of the richest men in the world and made into a private company, no longer listed on the stock exchanges, and a privately owned company. And a lot of horrible things are happening on the platform already, including this weekend, a crazy, outrageous tweet that Elon Musk tweeted about a conspiracy theory about the attempted assassination plot on Nancy Pelosi. There's so much misinformation out about that. And we've seen over the past few days the level of hate, racism, bigotry, anti-Semitism explode on Twitter. Go up. At one point, it was up 500% and counting. And we expected that because Elon Musk said that this was going to be a place for free speech. And in America, hate speech often falls under free speech. So we will see. But as you may know, someone literally crushed the skull of Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul, after breaking inside and breaking into, rather, the family home. Nancy Pelosi was in D.C. The man broke into the home and attacked her 82-year-old husband, crushed his skull, and my understanding is broke some of his fingers and maybe broke his hand. And this is a despicable thing. Like, and here's the thing. I'm not even a fan of Nancy Pelosi. And it doesn't require me to be a fan of her to say, oh my gosh, this is horrible that someone broke into her family's home, that someone assaulted her husband. Like, how much civility have we lost that if someone that we don't celebrate has their 82-year-old husband's skull fractured, that we joke and laugh and like, what's going on? And instead of speaking out against it, conservatives, including Elon Musk, are posting all types of wild conspiracy theories saying it was Paul Pelosi's gay lover. And it's just like, one, that is homophobic. Like, it's everything about it is just outrageous. And it's not just an issue of crime. Nancy Pelosi is the Speaker of the House. It has been made into a boogeyman by conservatives for a generation. And it was only a matter of time until some type of violence like this happened. The attack was meant to be on her. And I don't doubt that this man, had he got a hold of Nancy Pelosi, could have killed her and might have killed her. And it, like, this is a terrible, terrible thing. We're saying in the past 2 years, the American Capitol was completely taken over and seized by Trump supporters. And now the Democratic Speaker of the House had her home broken into, had her husband brutally, critically wounded in an attempt to capture her. The man had zip ties and was calling for her. Like, what are we talking about? We are in a dangerous moment of political violence. And while we're in this dangerous moment of political violence, we have a lot going on. Today, the United States Supreme Court is hearing arguments about affirmative action. We believe, many of us believe, that they will overturn and dismantle any last vestiges of affirmative action. Affirmative action is already barely holding on by a thread. We believe they will destroy anything that's left of it. While they're hearing arguments today, we may not know their decisions for several weeks or months. It's almost election season, and it's possible that Republicans will win the House and the Senate. And it's not just that Republicans will win. All over the country, hundreds of people that deny the results of the last presidential election, hundreds of people that say Joe Biden's win is not even official, are on pace to win their election. Hundreds of people. Because that is, in a lot of ways, the new default position of the Republican Party. Whatever Trump believes is going to be the default position of the Republican Party. And so we have so much going on. Police violence continues to be a problem. Kanye West continues to be a problem. Last night he posted a picture of Herschel Walker and endorsed Herschel Walker because Herschel is pro-life, except the fact that multiple women have come forth to say that he paid for their abortions. Like, this is quintessential Republicanism. Like, they're pro-life but pay for abortions when you're not looking. What are we talking about here? And so, you know, we continue to need to address the problems around Kanye West because he has tens of millions of followers that are devoted to him no matter what. Many of his followers are very much like Trump supporters. No matter what he says, some people will never bail. In fact, some people are now endearing themselves to Kanye more than ever, no matter what he says. Over the weekend, he compared himself, within 24 hours, he compared himself to George Floyd, saying he understands what George Floyd experienced because he himself now understands what it's like to have a knee on your neck. No, you don't understand. Then he compared himself, which is blasphemous, compared himself to Emmett Till and posted a picture of Emmett Till. Emmett Till the young boy from Chicago who was visiting family deep in Mississippi and was lynched, brutally murdered, tortured. One of the single most heinous, despicable murders in all of American history. Was buried with an open casket where people could, was funeralized, memorialized with an open casket so people could see exactly what was done to her baby, Mamie Till. Kanye posted a picture of Emmett Till's destroyed body saying he compares himself to Emmett Till. No. You're not Emmett Till. You're not George Floyd. You're still filthy rich and alive. You still have access to Twitter and Instagram. You have not been lynched. Everything that you are experiencing right now, Kanye West, is of your own doing. Emmett Till was completely innocent and was murdered. And so these are the thoughts of a narcissist who puts himself, you know, at the center of the universe. And so when he thinks of George Floyd, he says, I'm George Floyd. When he thinks of Emmett Till, he thinks, I'm Emmett Till. Like, what? No, you're not. And we have to respond because he is influential. We have to address it. There is some good news, but also there is some concern. In Brazil, Lula, the longtime president of Brazil, who was ousted from office and then jailed, only to be released, exonerated, has now won election over one of the worst, most despicable presidents in the world. But the vote was close to 50-50. It was a 2 million vote margin. So when we say close to 50-50, we mean it was like 51-49. But people are very much concerned that in Brazil, that their president and presidential administration is going to do the same stuff that Trump did, you know, dispute their results. While we're nothing but glad that Lula is president, we have no idea what's going to happen in Brazil in the days and weeks ahead. And, you know, American elections are coming up. If you have not voted in your local elections for district attorney, for school board, for city council, for mayor, for state legislators, for the United States Congress, for the Senate, if you have not voted, please vote early, vote now. And understand that every vote matters so, so much. There's a lot going on, but I implore you, over the days and weeks ahead, do not glue yourself to the television. If you've ever watched MSNBC, what they say at 1 p.m. is the same thing they say at 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. It's the same thing over and over and over again. And what I need you to understand is your brain, your heart, your soul has a limit for how much news you can take in. So do not obsess with it. Do not obsess with Twitter of all places. And do not glue yourself to 24-hour news over the next few days. It's only going to stress you out. Watch a good television show if you can. Watch a good movie if you can. Get outdoors if you can. The seasons are changing. It's beautiful up here in the Northeast right now. Cold in the morning, but warm in the afternoons, and the trees are beautiful. And so listen, whatever you do, understand that no matter what happens, we will endure this. We will endure. I mean, obviously, there are lots of twists and turns that could happen, but we have endured many twists and turns just over the past few years alone, all right? I love you all. I appreciate you. Listen, if you're not yet a member of the North Star, please join today. Go to thenorthstar.com, become a member. Subscribe also to our podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Just search out The Breakdown with Sean King. But we need you to become a member at the North Star. If you love this podcast, if it's a part of your daily routine, which I hope it is, we're only able to produce this podcast because of the generous support of good people just like you. Take care, everybody. Break it down.
break, the break, the break, the break, the break, the break.